Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback LaTanya, where your voice can be heard.
Good morning. It's your girl, Minister Kim here, and I'm excited to be with you this morning. You know how we do. Let your neighbors know you are tuned into Voices of Hope Radio by tooping your horn, shouting out Voices of Hope Radio. It's your girl, Minister Kim. I'm really excited to be here this morning because we have an awesome, awesome woman of God who is going to pave the way for us as we welcome those, amen, and celebrate others who will be celebrating Women's History Month. This is truly a place where you can be filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, and have an awesome time as we embrace the Word of God and embrace the knowledge that He has given us. So sit back and enjoy as we go into our show this morning. Vehically once wrote, "Speak up for truth and goodness and decency and virtue. The truth is many don't exercise their freedom of speech. So many of our young people feel they don't have a voice because no one takes the time out to hear them. Well, today that's not happening. We have invited our guest on to share how she and a few of her sister friends got together to create an awesome platform for you, my young people, a sisterhood for those who don't have a voice, those who are searching to find their voice and their uniqueness. She is Imani Joy Tyson, all the way from North Carolina. And without further ado, we want to welcome Imani to the show. Good morning, Imani, and welcome to Voices of Hope Radio, where your voice can definitely be heard.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. It's truly a pleasure to have you here. I'm excited to hear more about you and also about your company. So can you tell our listeners who you are? Amen.
Well, first of all, my name is Imani. I'm originally from the Bronx, New York. I'm a 22-year-old lover of God. I just love God with all my heart. Of course, I'm not perfect, but I do I push holiness, and I just I love to unify young women. And so that's basically, you know, a brief synopsis of the sisterhood. It's an organization that was started not too long ago, just that really was originated from a dinner that I had with some girlfriends of mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you're sitting down breaking bread, and all of a sudden – you come up with a sisterhood. What do you think was going on or what was missing that you felt that you needed women in your life, probably around the same age, and also thinking about the others who don't have it? What do you think was missing or, you know, what was going on? And you said, you know what, we need to create a sisterhood. You know, I don't know how the conversation started. If you could just give us a little, you know, image of it, because it's important for our listeners to hear today that, you know, a lot of businesses are birthed out of a conversation. And right, not to take those conversations lightly, they can go further if you pursue them. So I just want to give them a little visual, if you can help me.
Right. So it was weird. It was a night where I had about three of my girlfriends who were all contacting me just about different issues they were having. So I just decided, well, let's go out to dinner, you know, just have a girls' night, some time to clear our heads and spend time with one another. We had the dinner, and as we sat at the dinner table, I began to realize that the topic of everyone's conversation and the root of everyone's issue was a meal. And it bothered me because it then caused me to realize we don't come up together until a man hurts us or until a man lets us down. And so at that moment, I realized this relationship amongst us is what's the root. And this, as long as our relationship amongst our sisters is strong and is solid, then relationships with the male, whether they come, whether they fall through or whether they're successful, it won't be the make the end all be all of who we are as women if we have solid relationships as women.
Powerful, powerful. This is what I got out of all of this that quick. Young girls with issues, right? Coming together to spend quality time with one another, finding your topic and discuss it with those who you trust. I think it's so powerful that you said that, and I'm glad that I was led to even inquire for some more details, because often you do have, you know, sisters, young people, they get on the phone and they start talking, they start sharing what's really going on, whether it's about a man, whether it's about something that's happening at home, you know, something that might be going on within themselves, whether it's their own image that they might have an issue with, it might be just finding out what they want to do next in life. So they, you know, you pick up the phone and you start talking. Sometimes you have group chats. But what do we do with the main topic? Like, what is the root of our issue, and how can we not allow our issues to consume us? But I think at that dinner, and you know, food is the heart of the soul, right? There was trust, comfortability, and y'all were able to share. And I'm just grateful to see that topic, those things that you discuss among your three sisters, you know, your sisterhood, has birthed something powerful so that other young ladies can have a place that they can feel comfortable to share in. So here we are now, in the very beginning, humble beginnings of your corporation, this business, your sisterhood. Tell me more about I know you just had an event recently, congratulations, like putting it together, and I looked on your website, it's beautiful, like the ideas and selecting members to be a part of it. How did you do this? You're only 22 years old, that's what you told me, right? So how did you do this? But again, you have some issues that you're dealing with. You came on, you said, I'm not perfect, but I'm pursuing holiness. So how was you able to work this out to be what it is today, Imani?
Right. I'm glad you got that. I'm not perfect. but honestly, it wasn't really, although we all are believers and we're all Christians, it wasn't really centered around, you know, holiness, holiness, holiness. It was really more so centered around the fact that why is it that the only time we come together as women, why is it that the only time we come together is when we have an issue about a male? And it caused me to reevaluate a lot of my relationships and see why I had a lot of failures, even with, you know, with friendships with other females who are really great friends. What was it about me that caused me to be able to put a male before them, or caused me to be able to put my trust in a male before I put it in them? And so it really, it brought a light to, it shed a lot of light on just our relationship as women. And once we started seeing how we were so comfortable just opening up to one another, it really caused me to realize, you know, a lot of females say, I don't do females, and I don't do, and it's just like, you know, that's fine. You can't trust everybody, but at the same time, you should be able to trust somebody. And it shouldn't be that you don't have any female friends, and so now, you know, you're giving your all to a male who doesn't really want you or who does, you can't really trust and shouldn't trust. And so it's like we have to just step back. It was an eye opener, and from there, it was just like they were like, "Moni, we don't want to leave. Like, we got to be, we're sisters, you know." And it really opened my eyes, and now. When we started in September, October, and now we have about 32 young women. And for me, sometimes I honestly, have to remind myself, Imani, you really do have a whole entire organization. And, you know, it causes me to have a certain level of accountability, even as a sister, even as, you know, someone that is trusted by all of these young women. Some of them are older than me. I have women in my organization that are over 30. I'm 22, and they call me their big sister. And so it really shows you, it's not that people don't want that relationship, especially women. It's not that they don't want that sisterly relationship, but you want to be able to trust somebody.
Key factor, trust. Trust is so important. Amen. It gives you that opportunity to, again, share what's going on with you. And let me just go back a little bit, Imani, because you just said something. You was like, you have women who are older than you, but age is not a factor in your organization. You know, you talked about accountability and how now you looking at this is not just about Imani. I have other people who are leaning and depending and trusting me. I have to step up to my game. I got to step up to what God has called me to be. So I take my hat off to you this morning, just saying I have to be accountable. And again, I want to go back to this word, and I'm going to reiterate it throughout the show this morning, because a lot of times young people feel like they have to be perfect. They feel like society deems them to be perfect. Nobody is perfect. We imperfect people. The only person that is perfect is God, and He is a spirit. So if we could just change that today, I think we met our goal, that no one's perfect. We all have flaws. We all going to have issues, and we all need something to work on to motivate us to thrive and be better. But if you know that you're imperfect and you know that you can be worked on, why not give yourself the opportunity to? So that's a great thing that you are doing. I'm so excited. So now you have your organization. You are committed. You're committed. As I was looking at your beautiful website, you have this model. Let's talk about your model and what's around that? What caused you to put that out there? Because it's a commitment. It's like a contract, right? A vow that you have made with these other ladies. And we're going to go to commercial break after that. And then I want to talk about your team, because it's important. Amen. So that you know that you're not walking alone. You have a team of women who are right beside you. So tell me about your model to your sisterhood.
Our model is, we are the necessity. Everything else is an accessory. With or without it, we are whole. And that basically, again, it goes back to what I was saying about your relationship with your sisters being the foundation. The way we break it down to people is, when you get dressed, you know, you have your shirt, your pants, your undergarments. Those are the necessary things you need. Your shoes. Those are the necessary things you need. But once I put on my earrings, once I put on my necklace and my bracelet and my rings, those things I don't necessarily need, but if I want them, I can have them. If I take them off, I'm still fully clothed. And so that's what our motto basically represents. Our motto is basically saying, yeah, the other stuff is cool. And now the motto is not it's not all STEM, because we're not, you know, anti-men. I don't want, you know, but it's just that the motto is, yeah, because, you know, we need a man. Now, that's true. It's basically saying, once I have the foundation, once I have the core, once I have the basics that cover me, after that, anything else is just an additive. With or without it, I'm still whole. Mm-hmm. I'm not nothing missing, nothing broken. And so that's what our motto basically means.
Amen. We are the necessity. Everything else is an accessory. With or without it, we are whole. You are whole. Oh, I love it. I love your motto. We'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio with Imani Joy. Tyson, all the way from North Carolina. Shout out to North Carolina. When we come back, we will talk about your team that stands right beside you. We'll be back.
Mark your calendars and plan to attend the 7th Annual Girlfriend Therapy Conference. Join me, Kwanzaa, and a host of friends as we ignite you to action and encourage you in the faith. Girlfriend Therapy Conference will be held on Saturday, March 25th, 2017, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Westin Hotel, located at 1110 Old Elkridge Landing Road in Lithicum, Maryland, 2-1090. This is a free conference, so get a carload of your best girlfriends and come out for a little girlfriend therapy. For more information about Girlfriend Therapy Conference and Girlfriend Therapy Ministry, visit our website at www.girlfriendtherapy.org.
Welcome back. This is Minister Kim right here on Voices of Hope Radio. Shout out to Lady Quarterback Latanya, who's off today. Girl, do you, and we will see you soon. Kimaya, let me explain something to you. My phone is blowing up, but I don't want to be on the news because my Android blew up because it was overheated. Before we leave, we will definitely connect you to Imani and her team later on in the show, because guess what? You definitely could become a member. Jeree says she got 32. She's willing to get some more, so she's definitely happy. Yes, yes, yes. So these androids, they get hot now. They blow up on you. So I don't need my phone blowing up. I'm 50 now. You 22. I'm 50. I don't know if they can give me a makeover right now. So please, 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 I appreciate you all. I love y'all so much for supporting us. So, Imani, back to you and the sisterhood. Tell me about these awesome women. I'm looking at their pictures. It's so beautiful. I love your photo shoot. It's awesome. Shout out to whoever. Who did your photo shoot?
It was a young lady in Raleigh. Please forgive me. I don't remember her name. It was actually one of the ladies who was in our core group, Shamira Davis, her husband, Minister Jeremiah Davis. He actually blessed us with that photo shoot just because he believed in the vision. So I actually got her name. Please forgive me. Hopefully I can get it by the end of the show. And she did a wonderful job. She did a magnificent job. She's here in North Carolina, though, in Raleigh.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it's beautiful. So tell me about these wonderful, beautiful, talented young women with diverse ages, amen, because you said you have some people in there that are older than you, so diverse ages, that they are your core.
Well, we have a core group. The core group is it's a handful of young women who these are some are the women that were at the dinner with us when we originated the sisterhood, and then others are just some that just pretty much give a lot to the sisterhood. And we have one young lady. She's our chaplain. So when I'm not praying, she prays. We have another young woman. She's our administrator. We have a note. It's just a group. It's just a core group. It's the main group who I can immediately contact if or when we have any any sort of anything we need to take care of. I can contact them immediately, and they'll go ahead and distribute whatever information needs to be distributed to the rest of the women.
Awesome, awesome. So the reason why I wanted to put that out there, because, a lot of times when we start our businesses, maybe it's a one-man show or one-woman show in this case, but there's always a team, a group of individuals who hardly ever get recognized. So I'm thankful that you do have a core of ladies who work with you, and we definitely would like for y'all all to come back on real soon on the show and tell us how the sisterhood is growing, amen, growing and being very successful. Now, tell us about some of the things that you have encountered so far, and this is to empower anyone with ideas that are thinking about becoming a young entrepreneur, right? So what are some of the things that you have dealt with being a founder of the sisterhood?
As far as dealing with, I can say one of the things that I've definitely learned in this little bit of time is patience. Nothing worth having is going to come easy. And I definitely always heard that saying, but this process and even since the sisterhood has started, it's really shown me how patience is a huge factor in anything you do and anything that you love. I've never really founded anything, so this right here really showed me that when you have a passion for something, you want to take your time. And with
with being the founder, sometimes I, not that I forget I'm the founder, but sometimes I forget, like, okay, Imani, they're really going to contact you if there's an issue or if there's something they need to talk about. And so I've encountered a lot of young women just calling me for prayer. You know, listen, Imani, I need this. You know, we have our monthly dues, and when we have our monthly dues, well, we had our first event, which was our meet and greet, and so we used that, some of it for that, but our monthly dues, it's like a small fund that we have just in case we have emergencies. We have some young women, sometimes you can't get Pampers. You know, little stuff like that. Sometimes you can't get that, and you need your sister. That's what that's for. And so I've just encountered a lot of real-life situations, and that I've been, and I've learned that sometimes you literally, while you're in your worst situation, somebody needs you. You literally have to put aside what you're going through to help somebody else, and I've definitely learned that.
What has been, like you said, been going through taking yourself out of your own issue and being able to be that helping hand, being that sister, right? What is one of the ones that you remember? Like, there's always something that you experience that it holds dear to your heart because of this experience like no other. Like, it's kind of fearful, but you were able to conquer it because we're winners, right, in God. So just not, you know, divulging anybody's name, but what was it? Because I really want our audience to understand that young people have a voice, and they're starting to open up and share. And sometimes they're not going to come to their parents. You know, they're not going to come to a biological sister or brother because they might not feel the trust, you know, or that safe haven place. So they'll go outside of the home, and they'll call you up, per se, you know. So use the 1-800 hotline, the 911 call, or the 411 for all the information. So now you're on the phone, and you introduce yourself, and they're on that phone. What are you hearing, and what is your next response to that individual? Because you know your words can either take them over or make them. What was that call?
It would have to be, I want to say it was the third month or the second month. I have one young, one of our sisters, she had contacted me, and she was just dealing with the family situation. But when she called me, she was driving. And she didn't know where she was driving to. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was, you know, dealing with my own situation, and I'm in there, like, and they're trying to get a prayer out of my mouth because I'm like, Lord, I just feel like, And she called me and was like, I don't know where I'm going. And it was just, it automatically pulled me out of the pity party that I almost had for myself and show, okay, Monty, I'm just going to remind you of your purpose. Before you get stuck in this situation, let me remind you of your purpose. And so what happened was, she ended up coming to my house, and we sat and talked, and I was just like, wow, God, because she was telling me, I didn't know where I was going. I was just going to keep driving until it stopped. And it really showed me, like, wow, you know, you really can't, like, you can't take these things for granted. And sometimes our life situations, they come back to back to back to back. And it's like, God, when will I ever get a reprieve? When will I ever get a break? And I can even speak for myself. I've been, you know, these last couple of weeks, I turned 22 in February. And since the day I turned 22, I've experienced some of the toughest situations of my life. I've had to deal with some of the toughest situations of my life. I've had to cope with some stuff that I never planned on coping with. I've had to accept some things I never intended on accepting. And I said, God, when will I get a break? And I can share this. I even put it on Facebook earlier. I woke up this morning. I've been trying, you know, and I'm just sharing my testimony. Aside from everything I've been doing, my goal has been to get back to school. And so I owed, my remaining balance was $2,031. And I hadn't asked anybody for the money because that's not me. I'll work hard because I want to be able to appreciate it when it comes. So I hadn't asked anybody or anything of the sort. Well, I woke up this morning after my transmission going out yesterday or Saturday. My transmission went out on Sunday morning on my way to church. It's just last week I hit a car. The day after I hit a car, I got hit by a car. So it was just like one thing after another. Like, yeah, God, I get it. Like, I don't, what's next? And so I woke up this morning and I had a text, and the text just said, hey, I know you want to go back to school. How much was it again? Mm. And I told the person, not thinking anything of it, and about an hour later I had a notification that they sent me $2,031 in my pay
cut. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. I suddenly realized there's no way that you can appreciate what God does for you if you don't, if you haven't hit the lowest place that you've ever felt you hit.
Mm-hmm.
And today I told everybody, I couldn't stop saying it. Today I received a miracle. And for me, this was this was the biggest miracle of my life. Nobody's ever just given me anything so freely without anything and wanting anything in return. It was just, Imani, I want you to go back to school. Be blessed. That was it.
Oh, God. Woo, I love those emails from God. Amen. Send me my email. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, this is just such an awesome, awesome interview with you, because I hear your genuineness. I hear the sincerity. And for you to be transparent, a lot of young women, a lot of young girls, they need to hear this, because they are going through, like you said, you know, you started out first a transmission, you know, then somebody, you know, you hit a car, and then somebody hit you. So it was like that Job experience, you know, one thing after another. But God showed you, and in the midst of that, I'm going to provide you a miracle. I'm going to let you know that this is your season, amen, that this is your time to propel and go forward in life and even that. And I'm glad that you are here and that you're okay. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is truly awesome. So I'm thankful that you are definitely here with us and have shared your story. And when we come back, we want to know some more about how, if those are listening, if they would like to contribute, amen, because we got some mothers on the line that support us. So we shout out to the mothers, our icons today, as we celebrate Women's History Month all week long. We're going to be celebrating the women, amen, and truly we have a future icon right here. Just by your testimony, amen, you are going to make history. So we'll be back on Voices of Hope. We hear North Carolina is in the house. Imani Tyson, we'll be back.
Starting your own business is an exciting experience. You have the ability to be your own boss, set your schedule, and make a living doing what you love. However, entrepreneurship also comes with a lot of challenges. Many entrepreneurs fail before they launch their business by not knowing how to set up their business correctly. Every player needs a coach, and every business needs a startup strategist. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the paperwork. Let our professional staff get you started. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at www.thestartuhp.com or calling 240-786-8089.
All right, all right, all right. This is your girl, Minister Kim, right here on Voices of Hope Radio with our future icon, Imani Tyson, all the way from North Carolina. She is truly a phenomenal young lady. Just turned 22 last month, and she's an entrepreneur. Amen. She is doing her thing with her sister. She has a core group, and she has a membership that you could join. So we definitely want to talk about that. But I want to talk about, too, Imani, what are some of the things, like, you know, I want to join the sisterhood, right, because we're going to get you some members. So I want to join the sisterhood, but what should I expect when I come?
Well, right now we are in our beginning stages, and mm-hmm. we had our meet and greet where some of the ladies were able to come together and meet. We had that in February, and that was a success. I believe it was February. Yes, February. I'm sorry.
It was That's okay, because, you know, this we still fresh in March.
And that was a great success. And so now we've kind of been on a reprieve, little in our little reprieve
stage right now. Everybody's trying to recoup. So I gave, especially the core group, we have a group me, so that's our way of communication. We just, you know, I send an inspirational message every Monday. And throughout the week, some ladies, you know, just send different messages, just uplifting each other. We have a conference call every Thursday, but again, since we've been on our, you know, little respite, we haven't done it, but we're starting back here in March. We just haven't set the date yet because I usually do the conference call, but, you know, I've had so much going on. I haven't been home in about 4 days, since I have been able to drive, so I haven't been able to get my things together. But we do have a conference call every Thursday, and we're also planning on having our first retreat come October. It's going to be a two-day retreat where we just all come together and have some girl time. But you can definitely come expecting a sisterhood, looking forward to having somebody to just contact, somebody to just call, sis, I need you, you know, those moments when it's just like, Lord, I don't want to give in to this, but, you know, if you call me one more time, I just might call your sister. And that's what this is really about, because we try not to make it too, too deep to the point where you can't call and be honest and be real about what you're dealing with. And, you know, we do have a core group, and we also have advisors. We have advisors who are women, who are my mentors, who we go to just for different advice, and they lead us, because we do understand that, yes, you know, I did found it, but I haven't been through as much as everybody. But we have about 8 advisors, maybe 9, if I'm not mistaken. We have about 8 advisors, and they all just have they've all experienced different life situations, but for some way or another, they're in their stage of living their version of a happily ever after. You know, we have entrepreneurs, we have bosses, we have pastors, we have you know, ministers, we have guidance counselors, we have college professors. These are our advisors. These are the women that we admire, that we look up to, teaching us how to be great wives, how to be great sisters, how to be great mothers. And that's what it's all about. It's all just to uplift. It's not anything where it's just like, oh, my God, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do that. No, it's just for you to have an outlet. We're not here to pressure you or to, you know, push you, but it's just like, just in case you have us. And everybody, you know, I think everybody needs that.
Yeah, I thought about 911. Like, you were definitely the 911 girl that I would like to call if I'm going through something, because a lot of times we don't have that one that we call. And I mentioned it earlier in the show, and I want to keep reiterating that, because trust is a major factor. So even when you said earlier, you said, you know, just self-evaluating yourself, looking at that spotlight when it came on to you and reflecting and saying, I need to do better. I want to do better. You know, I've messed up, or I've been in jacked up relationships because of my choices. So how can I do better? How can I be accountable for your money and accountability for others? So I commend you for taking that self-examination and looking at what was really there and looking at that I can work, I can improve in these areas. But, again, going back to that young lady who feels that after she did her own self-evaluation and she feels hopeless, that not only your core, but there are advisors that are in place to help you deal with the crucial calls that come in, and that's important. You hit the gun before I was ready to shoot it, which is great, because definitely before you left, I was going to say, okay, you girls are here, you're working with these young ladies, who oversees you? Because it's a lot that is being poured into you. Situations, like you said, someone calling you at 3 o'clock in the morning and responding and opening up your home and sitting there and listening to what they were going through, because you don't know where their mind was heading. You know, when someone tells you, I was just driving, but I don't even know where I was going, I was just driving. It's so important that you mention the advisory. So it's good to have the calls. It's good to do the weekly motivation for each other in the core to keep each other motivated. And now you're going to return to that weekly call on Thursdays. So besides that and the retreat, in between, are there going to be workshops put together? And if so, what type of workshops would you have in mind for these ladies? What are some of the things when you did your own self inventory, I must say, the spotlight came on you, what were some of the things you would love to know about, improve on, that you believe that not only you, but some of these young ladies have that too?
Right now we are, as far as the workshops, we really for this year only planned the meet and greet and the retreat. And that was simply because we wanted to give that in-between time. We basically wanted to kind of feel out where our direction was, where we were headed, because we have a lot of women, but they're in different places. So it's kind of hard. So that's why a lot of our stuff is over the phone or, you know, via Facebook or, you know, we do live chat or something of that sort, because it's hard trying to gather everybody together. Everybody planned on coming to the meet and greet, and a lot of people weren't able to make it, you know, because they are in different cities and different states. So right now we haven't planned a lot of in-between things because we don't want to plan so many things to the point where people have to choose what to go to.
Okay.
So we want to make it so that, so that's why right now we're gearing towards the retreat, so everybody can plan to come to the retreat. Then as we grow, once we have the retreat and we draw more people locally and we have more, you know, others outside of the state that are consistent with us, then we can establish, you know, different small things that we do throughout the year. But we didn't want to, you know, jump out too fast.
Which makes sense. It really does. So I just wanted to put it out there for our young people, amen, who are interested in becoming a member of the sisterhood. Got to become a member because we need one another. We need one another to grow. So I'm loving it. When we come back, I want to ask you this question. Imani, as we are here to celebrate you as our future icon, who inspires you? Do you have any icons that you would like to celebrate right here on Voices of Hope Radio? When we come back, more with Imani Tyson, North Carolina in the house. We'll be back.
Hello, Mobile. This is Darlene A. Anderson, founder and president of Darlene Utopia. I would like to invite you all out to the third annual conference of the Making of Mobile. Set to be held on April the 1st of 2017 at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, New York. The Making of Mobile is a component of Darlene Utopia. This annual conference is designed to educate, motivate, and enable entrepreneurs as it relates to establishing successful businesses and maintaining them. Event concentrations to include but are not limited to public speaking, business structure, tax preparation, legal services, stress management, personal and professional branding, social media branding, goal setting, and mastermind affiliation. To learn more about the Making of Moguls, please visit us online at Darlene's Utopia. We hope to see you there.
We're back on What's the Hope with Minister Kim and our guest today, Imani Tyson, all the way from North Carolina. She is the founder of the sisterhood with a host of young women who is working together to be that voice, that place that you will feel safe and secure. So why not be a part? All you have to do is go to www.thesisterhoodofficial.com. It's official. It's real, y'all. You got a place where you can share. Amen. You got a place that you can feel whole, whether if you got your bling, bling, bling or not, you will definitely feel whole and complete. So definitely sign up and let them know that you heard about the sisterhood right here on Voices of Hope Radio. So I asked you a question before we went to commercial. So tell us, Imani, who is your icon?
This is always a hard question for me. Because, of course, my mom, I just love her to death. But outside of my mom, to be able to say who my icon is, I would have to say it would be First Lady Sabrina McDaniel. I say that because, you know, she was my first lady, but I've always looked at her as the epitome of a woman from being, you know, in ministry to being a mother and a wife. She never showed too much, but she always showed you how to be a lady. She just knows how to love you and how to, she's just always exuded just such integrity and virtue. And I just love her to death. I just feel like she is the epitome of a woman, a lady, everything. And I just love her. So I would have to say that she is pretty much my icon, somebody who I look to, just as a great woman.
Awesome. That is First Lady Sabrina McDaniel from North and South, the Lord's Church. And she is definitely an awesome woman of God, not only being in the pulpit, but outside the pulpit. She wears it well. Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I do know your mom as well as I know you, and definitely Sister Tyson, amen, is definitely another icon, amen, as she's done marvelous work in ministry and at home with you girls. I mean, it's amazing, amen, to watch you grow up, to be this young lady, and amen, allowing your vision to become a reality. I am so honored to have my eyes opened to see what God is doing for you, amen, and all the stuff. All of the things that are trying to hold you back, they can't, because this was predestined and you are definitely on your way. So I'm so grateful to have you here. Now, before you leave, I mentioned this in the green room, but we definitely want to support you. So make sure that we get your information, whether you shoot it over to our executive producer, shout out Radio Angel. Amen. So that we can support you, and we definitely want you to come back with your core team, amen, and give us an update, especially for this trip. We might have to fly out wherever you're going to have this retreat at and get some girl time, amen. Get some girl time. We need some girl time. It's so important to just get together with some true sisters and let you get out, let you get out. Take the makeup off and just get real and talk about some true issues. So you are amazing. Continue to do what you do. And I'm so excited for that individual who saw the need and you're able to go back to school. So you know what? Before you leave, what are you going to go back to school? What are you planning to go back and get your degree in, Imani?
I want to be a teacher, but I ultimately want to be a school guidance counselor. So I'm really excited. In order to be a guidance counselor, you have to first be a teacher for a few years. So I'm excited. I just love the kids. So I'm definitely excited about going to school, being on campus, and pledging, doing everything I want to do. So I'm super excited about that.
Well, guess what? It's happening. So embrace it, enjoy it, and please keep us updated on the things that you do. Right here on Voices Over Radio, we have Imani Joy Tyson from North Carolina, who has embraced us with a gleam of hope that you are definitely here. And don't be a stranger, amen. The Voices of Hope is your family, and we definitely support you and all your endeavors. So God bless you. Give a shout out to your family. And we will see you next time right here on Voice of Hope Radio.
Let's proclaim the greatness of God and the mighty works of His hand. Yeah, that's right. Right here.
What a mighty God.
OMG, awesome, awesome. Oh, God, woman of God, young people, wisdom, wisdom, wisdom on Imani. Oh, my God, I enjoyed interviewing her today. Oh, God, it's amazing when you watch young people grow up, amen, when she was a baby, you know, at the Lord's Church, amen, with Bishop Eric McDaniel and First Lady Sabrina McDaniel, watching these young children grow up to be young ladies and men. So shout out to Imani, Tyson, and the sisterhood. So definitely be a part. Go to www.thesisterhoodofficial.com. When we come back on Voices of Hope Radio, it's going to be me. Real talk. Yep. You ready? Real talk. Behind the collar. Real people, real issues. We'll be back.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback LaTanya, where your voice can be heard.
Welcome. This is your girl, Minister Kim, with real talk behind the collar for real people, real issues. Today I want to talk about a post that I put up on Prayer Moms. Shout out to Prayer Moms, our weekly Bible study that we have each Monday night at 8:30. If you missed it, we had an awesome call this past Monday with our facilitator, Maya Smith Fry, as she talked about sin. Amen. Being free from sin. Oh, awesome message. Definitely got to download it. So I want to talk about impatient, because I was talking about that because our series on this month is about accountability, being accountable for self, being accountable for relationship with God and with others. And one of the things that I learned about myself, amen, is that I dealt with a spirit of impatience. Even Imani talked about that, learning how to be patient. Anything worthwhile is worth waiting for. But I want to talk about how harmful it is. I want to give you two scenarios. And one is about a man. He is driving on a two-lane road in a non-passing zone. The woman in the car in the front of him is driving slightly under the maximum speed limit. So the impatient man, she seems to be driving far too slowly. And I know y'all seen this, amen, road rage on the road. After dangerously tailgating her vehicle for a few minutes, he loses all patience and passes her at a high rate of speed. In the process, he breaks the law and risks causing an accident, a casualty, because he's impatient. That used to be me, too. I'm just sharing it all this morning. The other scenario is a woman who does not have patience to work with people, who is not as fast or as smart as she thinks, or the man who, when waiting for an elevator, keeps impatiently pushing the call button. Do you also become impatient with your elderly parents, or with your children, with your spouse, with your co-workers, or even with yourself? Or are you the one who quickly runs out of patience when it comes to the things that you desire? We get annoyed, we get upset, and we say things and do things that are bothersome, amen, that can have detrimental effect emotionally, physically, and spiritually. We all have encountered moments of being impatient. But what's really behind the spirit of impatience? Why we have a problem waiting? Why is there a sense of urgency that we have to have it now? It must be done now. I don't want to wait for the light. I don't want to wait for the slow driver in front of me. I want it right now. I want to move right now. I've learned in this process of changing, converted over being impatient to having patience, understanding that in my wait, God is doing something. In my wait time, God is doing something. He's causing something before me to resolve before I get there. He's causing me to appreciate life and respect those around me. The reason why I'm talking about this is because there was a time in my life that I was impatient, and it affected my children. I have a 30-year-old son, and I noticed even with him, he's impatient. He's impatient with everybody, including me. And I learned that impatience can also become a generational curse until you break it, right? So today, for real talk behind the collar, what are you willing to give up the cause, the blessing of God, not only in your life, but in the life of your children? I want to see more positive things that I've passed down for my children than the negative stuff. I showed them how to be impatient. I showed them how not to trust God. I showed them how to lash out when they didn't get the things that they wanted in a timely manner. So now, in my latter years, in our relationship, I'm patient. And they're like, hurry up, Mom, why are you taking that? And I'm like, it's not that serious. Because I'm older now, and I'm embracing life. I'm enjoying life. So when we talk about some of the harmful things, let me talk about one of the things that you need to know what impatience causes, especially for my brothers today. Heart rest. That's right. It can affect your heart. It affects your health. For one thing, impatience is linked to frustration, irritation, and even anger that can affect your health. Such emotions can raise our stress level, which in turn can harm our health. A recent study published by the American Medical Association specified, pointing that impatience is a risk factor for hypertension and a potential stroke in young people. Young people, you got to have patience. There are other health problems associated with lack of patience. Another study revealed that impatience leads to obesity. The researchers found that impatient individuals are more likely to be obese than people who are good at waiting. Gotta learn to wait, right? So today on Real Talk, Behind the Collar, for real people, real issue, people of God, you have to set examples. The Bible says not to be anxious for anything. That's biblical. That's truth. And we know that God's word will never change. Amen? The issue is you want what you want, and you don't respect that God is the one that's a giver. That means that you got to respect and you got to honor. You got to praise and you got to bless him until he says, okay. Now it's time for you to receive. I love you, and we'll be back on Voice of Hope with Radio Angel giving us here's what's happening right here, right now. So stay tuned so you'll know what's happening in our community. We'll be back.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning, Voices of Hope family. Hey, this is Kim instead of I Am Radio Angel in the flesh, and I'm in the section of the show where we talk about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your community, what's going on in my community. Hey, what's going on in the community? Listen, if you got something going on in your community, make sure you drop us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. 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 I couldn't resist that. Well, listen, guys, let's talk about what's going on in the community. You already know that Minister Kim has a prayer line Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's from 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come on by and get some breakfast for your soul. Listen, the number is 641-715-3630. And the secret code to get in is 100-399-71#. Remember, that's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 o'clock to 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. What else is going on in the community? Listen. We have one of our juniors. That's right. One of our partners, Myra Fry's baby boy, Jalen Fry. Listen, he's got an award, and I'm super, super excited, He got an award at his job for hard work. Talk about it. Whataburger. That's the name of the company. So we are super, super happy about that. So shout out to Jalen Fry for your hard work. Hey, that's one of our Voices of Hope Jr. So we definitely got to make sure that we shout him out. Well, since we're talking about Myra Fry, hey, there is a town hall neighborhood association invitation. Yeah, almost goofed that one up. Okay, so it's being held March 14th at 6 p.m. Let's see where it's being held. It's being held at the New Bethel Missionary Baptist Church located at 408 Milton Street, Marshall, Texas. Listen, this is going to be on our fan book page, Voices of Hope Radio, on Facebook, so you can check that out. This is a new town, I said a town hall, but it's a new town neighborhood association invitation. So come on out and support it. If you're in the Texas area, the Marshall, Texas area, actually to be exact, if you're out there, come on out on March 14th, 2017, 6 p.m. at 408 Marshall Street. Sorry, Milton Street, Marshall, Texas. Man, I got a lot going on, All right, everybody, listen. One of our dear friends to the show, Miss Empress Poetry, guess what? She got Crown for Crown going on Saturday, March 25th, right here in the New York City area. It's being held at the Inkwell Jazz and Comedy Cafe, which is located at 1165 Bedford Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Showtime is at 8 p.m. And guess what? Admission is $15, crown for crown. Now listen to me. There are some poets that's going to be there for this show, Crown for Crown, because let me tell you something. This is the bomb. Okay, there's going to be an artist that's actually there that's going to be, guess what, that's going to be at the Evening of Poetry being held Friday, April 21st, 2017. This is put together by your very own truly, PIP Women Rock, and we have teamed up with Empress Poetry. So one of the poets that's going to be there at Crown for Crown on March 25th, 2017 is going to be at the Evening of Poetry where downtown meets uptown in the heart of Harlem. Listen, you know I was about to go there because you know we got the best rappers right here. Excuse me. Well, we do have the best rappers here in the Bronx, but we got the best poets. So anybody out there in Brooklyn think that they could do it? If anybody out there in Staten Island think they could do it? If anybody out there in Queens, they can do it. Bring it on uptown to Harlem. Come on out to an Evening of Poetry on Friday, April 21st, 2017. Admission in is $10. Yes, we will definitely feed you. And we have open mic. And this is a cash prize open mic. All this information is on our Facebook page on Voices of Hope. Or you can visit us at pipwomenrock.com and get more information. Let's see what else is going on in the community. How could I ever forget? The Making of the Mokels. It takes place April 1st, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Guess what? It's happening at the Harvest Room right there in Queens. Yes! And this is being held by Darlene A. Anderson. So this is not the first Making of the Moguls, because I've been to two others that she's had. And when I say they're dynamite and they've got so much information, it's unbelievable. So you want to mark your calendars for April 1st, 2017 at the Harvest Room, The Making of the Moguls, and that's being held at 9040 160th Street in Jamaica, New York. Information about this event, again, is on our Facebook page, Voices of Hope Radio. Let me look through my little list here and see if there was anybody else I forgot about, anything else I forgot about. I don't think so. Listen, again, we thank you for joining us and being a part of our virtual living room. Listen, if you got something going on in your community, make sure you send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. Everybody have a phenomenal weekend, and we'll see you back here next week with more updates.
Well, thank you, Radio Angel. Remember, if you are having an event and you feel that your event is worth sharing with us, please send it in by shooting us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. Well, we almost at that time where we are about to get into that money with our strategic startup partner, business friend, Tracy Brown. Because guess what? She be dropping nuggets. Are you connected to our Facebook page? Well, guess what? Every Monday and every Friday, the beginning and end of the week, she's giving you a source of information. Ain't nobody going to be in debt. No more in 2017, because Tracy got a message just for you. Listen when we come back on Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim. We'll be back.
It's me, your girl, Tracy Brown, and I stopped by to give you some quick financial tips, tricks, and techniques. So many of you that follow me, and you know that I love finances, and you know that one of my favorite people is David Ramsey. And David Ramsey has this book out called The Total Money Makeover, where he simply talks about 7 baby steps that work. These steps break down the basic principle of personal finances into bite-sized tasks that anyone can accomplish. Most people don't question whether they work numerically, but they don't believe that it'll work for their situation or their lifestyle. But the glaring truth is that just because they're baby steps, just because they're little tiny, tiny baby steps, doesn't mean that they're easy. Trust me, you can do it. Any adult that has the ability to say the word no, it'll work for you. So let's give you just a taste of what he's talking about. Step number one, $1,000 is a starter emergency fund. The foundation to your financial house is your emergency fund. See, the money isn't for a flash sale, unexpected gifts. It's for the unexpected ER visits, for when the car breaks down, or the loss of a job. See, if it doesn't hurt you to turn the money over, then it's not an emergency. Number two, pay off all your debt except for your house. That's simple. That's very plain and simple. I'm not going to even go into that one. Pay off your debt. Set yourself up a schedule and begin to work towards paying off your debt. You should have 3 to 6 months of expenses and savings. See, this is where, you know, it gets a little tricky because maybe you want to quit your job, but you can't. You want to take a vacation, or you just want to take off for a week or maybe a month. But once you paid off all your debt, and you build a full emergency fund, 3 to 6 months is a good amount, enough for any major thing that may come up, so that you won't have to touch your retirement account. So see, we need to have at least between, let's say for most people, $10,000 to $15,000 in the bank. See, the emergency fund, when I said in the beginning, that was a starter. $10,000 to $15,000 in the bank. Invest 15% of your household income into your retirement. 15% is the minimum. that he recommends that you should invest into your retirement. Whether this 15% of your gross or your net pay depends on how much you want to place in your retirement. If you have a multi-million dollar dream, you definitely need to do it on your gross. But don't forget, invest 15% of your household income into your retirement. College fund for your children. There's no rule for one, but they recommend that you use the 529 plan. That's an excellent plan, and I believe that you should too. Rule number six, pay off your home early. See, that's rule number six. Baby steps 4, 5, and 6 are done simultaneously. By the time you get there, they believe that you'll be an average of 5 to 7 years for people to pay off their mortgage. Sounds impossible on a 30-year mortgage, but it's not too impossible if you work together and have a good plan. By this time, you know how much that you need to save, that you're being frugal, you're working hard, you owe nobody, so every penny that you make can now go towards paying off your house. Build wealth and give. You know, that's my favorite thing, to build your wealth and to give. It always feels good to give to another. So once again, it's me, your girl, Tracy Brown, and those were some quick financial tips, tricks, and techniques.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were deep to live a life.
Thank you, Tracy. And again, don't forget to tune into the Brownstone every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And also, don't forget those nuggets. I told you we could get them at on our site, Facebook, Voices of Radio, every Monday and Friday. Get some tips about your finances. And if you are an entrepreneur and need to establish a foundation, amen, then guess what, Tracy is your girl. So I'm super, super excited for your year. 2017 is going to get better. It is better because we got a yes. We got a yes. And shout out to Carl Michelle and all of his team and all those who came out to the Youth Empowerment, the Point, OMG, right here in the heart of the Bronx near Hunts Point Avenue. Carl Michelle, OMG. I'm excited for this young man. He is really tapping into the youth. Beauty is the B. Shout out to the founder, Pamela Smith. Oh, the crew was in the house, the food, everything. Everything was just splendid. It was an awesome weekend. So I'm really excited. I want to thank you, and you for joining in to another day of Voices of Hope. We revive you for a gleam of hope and help you cultivate your family. Amen. Your life. So that we can all have a healthy family. And shout out to our guests. Oh, Imani, all the way from North Carolina. Don't forget to become a member. Go to thesisterhoodofficial.com. You know how we do here. We never leave a broadcast without giving someone the opportunity, you, right now, to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. All you have to do is read Romans 10:9. That is to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. Congratulations if you have repeated that today. And I encourage you to join a Bible teaching church where you can learn the Word of God and walk in it. We love you. We appreciate you. Until next time, be blessed. And guess what? Let your voice be heard. God bless you. Have a phenomenal week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Hope Radio. Connect with us on Facebook. Remember, whatever you have going on in your life, never lose hope. God bless.